Fans continue to be vocal toward New York Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano during the red carpet parade yesterday. Less than 24 hours after Cano was relentlessly booed during the Monday night home run derby, it stirred up debate nationally and reaction from out-of-town visitors such as Matt Eichinger of York, Nebraska.
The way they treated Robinson Cano was a little classless. I thought the booing, you know, was kind of cute at first, but it went on a little long.
Eichinger isn't biased toward any American League team. He wore a mask with a black beard that resembled Brian Wilson, the injured former All-Star closer for the San Francisco Giants. Eichinger, who makes multiple trips to Kansas City, issued high marks to the city and the Royals.
They had the stadium prepared well. The plaza area down here looks great. They've done a good job of getting this prepared and everything else.
One might think a Yankee jersey would draw an adverse reaction, but Phil Bonk, who grew up in New York and now lives at Prairie Village, wore it proudly at the red carpet parade and reported no problems.
Hey, Kansas City's a great town. You go to a Yankees game or you go to a Royals game here in Kansas City when they play the Yankees. It's mostly filled with Yankee fans, and fans are great. You know, it's respectful, and, you know, people are just out to have a good time.
Only Boston fans would figure to hate the Yankees more than Royals fans. But even Adam McSaud, who traveled with his wife to Kansas City from East Providence, Rhode Island, was caught off guard by the Royals fans.
We do a lot of booing of the Yankees in Fenway Park, which is very normal. There's a good rivalry there. But that was the strongest anti-player at an exhibition I've ever seen.
Since McSaud's wife is a Royals fan, they've traveled to Kansas City before. Their biggest concern upon arrival was the heat factor.
It dropped below the 100 that we were hoping for, and we've done all the sightseeing. We've done a lot of the stuff to visit all the presidential library in the home. We've gone to all the different barbecue places that we were told to visit, and it's been fabulous, especially the people.
From within the ropes of the parade route, New York Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey, making his first appearance in Kansas City since his American League days, shared his thoughts.
For a father and a husband, the parade today was pretty special, getting to do that with my family.
On the field, everything went right for the National League All-Star team, so the final word comes from Tony La Russa, who says he put the uniform on as a manager for the last time.
We were treated outstanding. You get stuck in traffic trying to get back and forth to the ballpark, it takes a little edge off. Everything about our stay here was about as perfect as possible.
During All-Star Week, there were more than 10,000 nights booked at Kansas City hotel rooms. One could only imagine how much excitement would be generated in Kansas City by a Royals team that would be bound for the playoffs. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.